You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
Hi, this is Paul Lazarus. In the 1980s, I produced and hosted a radio series called Anything Goes, a celebration of the American musical theater. Now the Broadway Podcast Network is bringing back these shows. Today, the conclusion of a two-part look at the career of the remarkable Broadway orchestrator, Hans Bialik. Bialik orchestrated many of the most famous shows of the 20s, 30s, and 40s. He worked with such notable composers as George Gershwin, Richard Rodgers, and Cole Porter. This program was originally broadcast in 1983.
What do you think of today's, you know, now with all the sound systems and the microphones? Does that change it for you?
Of course it changed it, yeah. Now, I'll give you just a little example. When a show, like On Your Toes, or Babes in Arms, or take any of the shows where our songs that became standards when they played, at the end of the show, the orchestra plays, you know, a medley of the shows. We call it the exit march. You always saw people standing in the aisle, you know, facing the orchestra and singing with the orchestra. It was a traditional thing in the musical theater. Today, they blow you out of the theater. You know, when they start da-da-da-da. And that's where the theater changed. I'll show you, for instance. Let me get you a gun. If I would orchestrate it, or at that time, when I was orchestrating, I don't blame Don Walker, he did a show, he did a wonderful job, but that was the fashion already. She sings, they say that falling in love, it's wonderful, so they say, no, I would put, you know,
yeah.
I would put the
warm you're a violinist.
Strings.
Yeah.
No, she sings wonderful, so they say, bah, 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 you know, the brass actually,
the brass, you know.
Isn't it true?
Yeah, that's right.
And whatever anybody says, never mind how young or how old we are, there's always a spark of romance in us, you know, that we want to hear. You feel warm when you see a couple making love and saying, you know, I love you, that you really feel warm and it gives a little lump in your throat. Nobody can convince me it isn't so.
I think you're right.
I'm glad you're. And this is missing today.
The night. In his verse, he always underscored the night. I recall that Horace said in Latin A, never make your love affair a matinee. Wait till after dark.
Joshua Shelley, and the 1954 revival cast of On Your Toes, another production directed by George Abbott, who is the director of the 1983 revival of On Your Toes as well, and Quiet Night. And you're listening to Anything Goes with Paul Lazarus and an interview with Broadway orchestrator Hans Bialik.
I never do an orchestration for the singer without afterwards, after the reading, after asking him, do you feel comfy? Tell me if you don't. You know, you can do certain instruments. You cannot, there are certain voices they cannot, for instance, we use in this show.
You know, on your toes.
The bass oboe. You ever hear of an instrument?
I think I did
and
hear
we
yes.
are only I heard two in some of the singers dance. You could mix it with, in my experience, with all the shows. There was only Ethel Merman and Dennis King.
Oh,
if
yeah,
you remember him.
Sure.
He was in Married an Angel. He sang the song, Spring is Here.
Yeah.
That was a bass oboe solo with him, and it made a beautiful combination.
Mm.
I always ask, please, that's the time to tell me, you know, at the reading, tell me, are you really comfy or not?
So you really think the orchestration should really make the singer comfortable?
Oh, it makes the singer, gives a certain inspiration to the word. Sometimes they wait for certain figures, and when they go out of town with the show, the flute player or the thing doesn't play, they ask, what happened to that figure?
It's gotta be love. It couldn't be tonsillitis. It feels like neuritis. But nevertheless, it's love. Don't tell me the pickles and pie a la mode they serve me unnerved me and made my heart a broken down pump. It's gotta be love. It isn't the morning after that makes every rafter go spinning around above. I'm sure that it's fatal, for why do I get that sinking feeling? I think that I'm dead, but nevertheless it's only love.
It's gotta be love. It couldn't be falling arches
or too many starches,
but nevertheless it's love. Don't tell me the lamp in the barbershop gave me sunstroke.
With one stroke
you made me feel like yesterday's hash. It's gotta be love. It couldn't be indigestion.
Beyond any question, I'm fluttery as a dove.
I've heard people say it's no worse than a cold, but oh, that fever, I'm burned to a crisp, but nevertheless it's only love.
Bobby Vann and Kay Coulter singing It's Got to Be Love, once again the 1954 revival of On Your Toes. I asked Hans Bialik about his working relationship with composer Richard Rodgers, who he did many, many shows with.
Dick never gave me, never, he walked around biting his nails, you know, and never made any comments, you know, never said to me.
This is Richard Rodgers, yeah.
It's true. When we had, the only time was on, after Too Many Girls, he sent me a telegram. He said, thanks, here's to the next one, Dick. He sent it to the other man. This is all I ever get. So finally, you know, I got a little bit up in this business too. I became sort of somebody. So we had the reading to Paul Joy. And everybody applauded me, you know, even Gene Kelly and all that. And he didn't say a word. So finally, you know, I said, I had it every day. This is Dick. You don't like it, why don't you tell me? She says, who told you? If I wouldn't like it, you wouldn't be here. That was the only comment I ever had.
What about Larry? Was he...
Huh?
What about Larry Hart? What was he like in terms
Larry?
Of...
Yeah. After each number they play, he'd come over and hit me on the shoulder. Good boy, good boy, good boy. You know, he was very short, you know.
Yeah, I know. Yes, sir.
He was the most wonderful. And what the talent. Let me tell you something about Too Many Girls. That Too Many Girls had no opening chorus. And finally, Abbott insisted we want an opening chorus. It was a college show.
Yeah, I know. Desi Arnaz.
In the summer, you know, whatever it is. So one morning, the stage was a rehearsal, and Hansi says, Dick says, come, we went to the orchestra pit. Says, we have to write an opening chorus, and we need it
now,
at the latest tomorrow. So that was in the morning. So I went down, he was sitting at a piano and was playing, and I took it down, you know, like a stenographer takes down, so I took the notes down, right. You know. Then he says, all right, take Larry, you go out to the box office, there's an office there, you give me a dummy, you know, what is saying, I love you, no, no, we won't, you know, or so, give me a dummy, and he says, you know, in 10 minutes, not even 10 minutes, she wrote the opening chorus, and I had my mouth open. I said, Larry, how could you do that? She said, well, and it makes me a lyric writer.
Spring semester closes, life is not a bed of roses. The glories of the autumn will not pay our rent. Spring is the winter of our discontent. We hate the little flowers. We hate the robin's call. We hate the signs of spring because we're heroes in the fall. We resent the scent of roses, the trees, the grass, and all. And summer leaves us cold because we're heroes in the fall. We loathe the little children who gambol on the green. The sight of strolling lovers just aggravates our spleen. Right! We wish the little groundhog would never start to crawl. We hate the signs of spring because it makes bums of us all.
Fuller brush man.
I'm a tutor.
I'm an actor.
I'm a waiter.
I'm a chauffeur.
I'm a shoe clerk.
I'm a lifeguard.
I'm a caddy.
I'm a nursemaid to the nastiest little brat you ever saw, and every night I have to take his mother out dancing.
We wish the little groundhog would never start to crawl. We hate the signs of spring because it makes bums of us all.
Heroes in the Fall, from Too Many Girls on Ben Bagley's album, Rodgers and Hart's Too Many Girls. And this is Anything Goes, Paul Lazarus and Jeff London. And you're listening to a pre-recorded interview with the orchestrator of the current revival of On Your Toes on Broadway, and an orchestrator whose work goes back to the 20s, Hans Bialik.
I had a show called One for the Money. That was
I've heard of this.
It is High the Moon.
There was a sequel to it. Was Two for the Show. They did one for the money, and then they did two for the show.
We needed for a change of scene. We needed somebody quick, you know, a dancer or anything. So who was there? A tap dancer with his girl. All right, come on, do it. I did a dance, a tap dance on some number and all that. He comes to the reading rehearsal. And that little snuggy thing stops dancing. So the conductor says, what is this? That orchestration stinks. That's all I need. You know, I'm very soft-spoken, but when it comes to something, I can stick it. She says, you who knows nothing in his whole life but two or three steps and builds his whole life, you talk to somebody who has to study years and years, day and night, and has to go through, you have to have a right to tell. If I would have the right to say it, I would drive you right to stage and kick you out of the theater. You know who that was? Gene Kelly. Now, this is not the end of the story.
Oh.
About two or three years later on, I go to the run-through of Paul Joy.
Oh, and you did the orchestrations for that, too?
Run-through. And there's that little punk. And he did the most wonderful job. And I never hesitate to say so. I never hesitate to say when something is bad, and I never hesitate to go on a stage. I ran right backstage and went to Gene and says, you're just... He looked at me, that coming from you? You know, he was a Hulker. This is 40...
Yeah,
almost 40 years ago.
Right.
That coming from you, this is something to me. And then we became the best of them.
Yeah, he was wonderful.
See how things change in the theater.
I'm a sentimental sap, that's all. What's the use of trying not to fall? I have no will. You made your kill, cause you took advantage of me.
I'm just like an apple on a bough, and you're gonna shake me down somehow. So what's the use? You cooked my goose, cause you took advantage of me.
Say, I'm so hot and bothered that I don't know my elbow from my ear.
I suffer something awful each time you go, and much worse when you're near.
Here am I with all my bridges burned, just a babe in arms where you're concerned. So lock your doors
and call me yours,
cause you took advantage of me.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSMusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
From the film Words and Music, you heard Gene Kelly and Vera Ellen singing You Took Advantage of Me, a Rodgers and Hart song. Unfortunately, don't have any recordings of Mr. Kelly and Pal Joey. And sadder, I don't have many recordings featuring the work of my guest today on Anything Goes, orchestrator Hans Bialik. Primarily his oeuvre encompasses the years 20s, 30s, and 40s, when not too many original cast recordings were being made, so we don't have direct examples of his work for you. Apart from Rodgers and Hart and many other great composers, Bialik probably next... and most deep collaboration was with composer lyricist Cole Porter.
Did you enjoy working with Porter? I mean, was he fun to work with?
Oh, he was wonderful to me.
Yeah.
He always calls him, with a typical English accent, my boy.
And then he had style, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, it was the tragic accident.
Yeah.
He had about 100 operations.
I know.
When I did the show for him, You Never Know, And we had the first reading we had in the ballroom for You Never Know. And he came down, he was dressed out. Oh, my boy, you know, my boy. Then. But you could see the pain.
I'm so in love, and though it gives me joy intense, I can't decipher if I'm a lifer or if it's just a first offense. I'm so in love, I've no sense of values left at all. Is this a playtime affair of Maytime, or is it a windfall? Is it an earthquake or simply a shock? Is it the good turtle soup or merely the mock? Is it a cocktail, this feeling of joy? Or is what I feel the real McCoy? Have I the right hunch, or have I the wrong? Will it be Bach that I hear, or just a Cole Porter song? Is it a fancy not worth dreaming of? Or is it at long last love? Is it the rainbow, or just a mirage? Will it be tender and sweet, or merely massage? Is it a brainstorm in one of its quirks? Or is it the best, the crest, the works? Is it for all time, or simply a lark? Is it the Lido I see, or only Asbury Park? Should I say thumbs down and give it a shout? Or is it at long last love? Is it in marble, in clay? Is what I thought a new rose a used Chevrolet? What can account for these strange bitter paths? Could this be the dream, the cream, the cat? Easy to rescue, is it to wreck? Is it an ache in the heart, or just a pain in the neck? Is it the ivy you've touched with a glove? Or is it at long? Is it at last? Is it at long?
Bobby Short's version of At Long Last Love from You Never Know, Cole Porter Show in 1938, with an orchestration and arrangement by Hans Bialik, my guest today on Anything Goes. Bialik is just filled with wonderful stories of the great composers and lyricists of the past, and recalled one evening with, once again, Cole Porter.
He also had a song. It was called I happen to like New York.
Oh, yes, I love that song.
Now, this I did strictly, and it was written that way, in the Ravel style, you know. He was crazy about the orchestration, and you know what it did? He hired the orchestra after rehearsal for a half an hour, and he sat on the stage with a glass of, you know, he drank, he had a glass of, and had the orchestra play, I happened to like New York. He himself sitting on the bare stage at
its Paul Porter sitting on the stage listening to his own song with champagne. That's tremendous.
I happen to like New York. I happen to like this town. I like the city air. I like to drink of it. The more I know New York, the more I think of it. I like the sight and the sound and even the stink of it. I happen to like New York. I like to go to Battery Park and watch those liners booming in. I often ask myself, why should it be that they should come so far from across the sea? I suppose it's because they all agree with me. They happen to like New York. Last Sunday afternoon, I took a trip to Hackensack. But after I gave Hackensack the once over, I took the next train back. I happen to like New York. I happen to love this burg. And when I have to give the world a last farewell, and the undertaker starts to ring my funeral bell, I don't want to go to heaven, don't want to go to hell.
Bialik, who knew Rodgers and Hart, Porter, Gershwin, Humans, and list is endless personally, defended their skills as musicians in response to a question about Tin Pan Alley type composers.
All those men, Gershwin, Cole Porter, Rodgers, were first class musicians. They were studied musicians. You had piano parts, nobody could bet on, and if you did nothing else but double your piano part in the orchestra, you know, give, say, violins the melody, give the other second violin things accompaniment, but when the bass, you have an orchestration already. And forget about Tin Pan Alley. This is a myth, and that never existed.
Slaughter on 10th Avenue, Richard Rodgers' classic composition. And that wraps up a look at the work of Broadway orchestrator Hans Bialik. And my guess, even though I'm not 100% sure, is that what we just played does represent Mr. Bialik's orchestration of that work. And that, of course, from On Your Toes, the show that is currently being revived on Broadway, directed once again by its original director, Mr. George Abbott, and featuring the orchestrations in their basically original form of Hans Bialik.
You've been listening to the conclusion of a two-part look at the career of Broadway orchestrator Hans Bialik. Associate producer Jeff London. Anything Goes Backstage with Broadway's Best is produced and hosted by Paul Lazarus. For more information, visit anythinggoespl.com. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to rate and follow us. Thanks for listening.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.